with me receiving a note in my file, which I was working for the Department of Education in New York City, and you could get a note in your file. You don't want to get many notes. And she told me, she communicated at that time, this is what's happening tomorrow. These are the people that will be in the meeting, and they will discuss this matter, and they will say this and that. All you have to do is just describe some things. This person that's going to come to defend you, he's going to be absolutely by your side, and he's going to do his best for you. And when the meeting's finished, you will have no more problems with that. But afterwards, shortly afterwards, you will be moving to another school. You'll make it happen. And then there's going to be more things that are going to be happening, but don't worry, that's coming up in a while from now. Just as she said, everything happened just like that. There was a matter of pension. That there was maybe I shouldn't mention that one because it's a little more private, but in things that had to do with me that I couldn't possibly know how they work out or what I'm going to do, she gave me letters saying, this is what's going to happen. I see it from here, and this is what you do. And this person's thinking that, and this person's thinking that, and you don't have to worry about it. You just do this.
Wow.
And with that information, things worked out in the most fabulous ways. And everything she said, it just turned out like that. So these letters are also in the book.
It would be so nice if we could live our lives like that. I'm sorry, to interrupt you. Yeah.
Because Anna Frank, when she, for the years from the time that she was 13 years old, and she died when she was 15, during all those years where she was really growing and working on herself, she had no one to speak with. So she put all her information into her diary. And as she says in Get to Know God, I didn't write it to become world famous. I had to have a place where I could speak. And that was my diary. And having to do, since that was her interest, and she didn't have anybody to speak with, so therefore, God has made it that anything that she spoke in the diary got owned by the world, and anything in this book that she wrote is also owned by the world. So it has some words of endearment that she needed to write down because she didn't have a chance to have a person of great importance in her life, and she wanted that so much. And for me, I needed those words at a certain time in my life. Certain time. So it was able to be in the book, because in the letters, I changed nothing. They're pristine. And I couldn't change them because every word of them is owned by you.
What language did she speak to you in? Was it English?
This is a great question. When she doesn't, the spirits above do not speak a language that we could ever understand. So, but whatever it is, we have an interface, part of our mind. And the words are translated to whatever is our best language. Mm-hmm. And we understand them in our language. I have to talk about the graphology. Oh, one of the things I need to mention this is that when she wrote her diary, she was working at the very beginning of putting together her personality and character traits. And she said, there's another Anna inside which I don't want to bring up in front of anybody. She's too weak. Well, that was turned out to be her very last entry in her diary. Now, I didn't know this, but when I did get to know God, I'm writing down her words. I had to bring it to a graphologist. So what I'm writing down needed to be looked at in terms of personality. And it's the beginning of Get to Know God. It's there. And it doesn't look like Anna's writing, but it gives a description of Anna that's just perfect because it matches the last entry in her diary. Just there. And what she said, I can't tell you because that side of me is too weak. That's over there in the mm-hmm. Get to Know God. You'll see what that is.
Wow.
Okay. Well, this is miracles on top of miracles.
Well, Chloe, you're a very special soul. I know your wife is amazing, and we're so blessed to have her as part of our group. And now I see her other half is just as equally special. That's why you were chosen, I guess, to bring this down. Now, it could be she's related to you with the same last name. Who knows? But are you sure you didn't check her out? Like maybe she's your second cousin's grandmother or something? well, actually, the truth is she died, so she wouldn't have any children. But, you know, could be that somebody escaped.
It's not a blood relative, but I did have to have the same last name.
Interesting. Wow. Thank you, Rabbi. Very interesting. All right. Be blessed and good luck with your book. Very exciting.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Let me speak.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.